Paperboy plays Fastos in the Eternals. The black dude that's the inventor. Yeah, the one that created the atomic bomb and you know. Anyway. Okay. Where are we?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. With my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool!
Be back there, you Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, speaking of end credit scenes, so we know the Sonic movie, Sonic 2 came out. I was all for it. It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yes. I mean, the hands down, top tier CGI movie I've ever seen in my life.
Man. So they released the ugly Sonic and fix it.
Yeah.
And save the whole world. Huh?
Save the world. But there's this one scene in particular that stood out to me because I didn't think we were gonna see it. He went Super Sonic.
Super Saiyan Sonic?
Super Saiyan Sonic.
What you saying?
He went Super Saiyan.
Oh, what?
But no, he like there was the climax of the movie, Knuckles, Tails, Cyclops, the girlfriend that looks like Gamora, but it's not Gamora, but you feel like it's Gamora. I'm just like, wait a minute, because those two are in a movie together at Death at a Funeral, so I was like, but anyway, like Eggman has this like his super duper Gundam suit about to just curb stomp Sonic. And the Chaos Emeralds. And the Chaos Emeralds circled around each other and went into Sonic. And went Super Saiyan. When I tell you they did that scene right, like, oh my God, is he dead? Is he dead? I don't know. And then you just see gold busting through the Gundam and everything. Beautiful. Beautiful scene. So let me get to this end credit scene right now, because there's a Sonic 3 coming.
Oh, yeah?
So they were like, General whoever, we found something found some old records in Eggman's files, da-da-da-da-da, from 50 years ago. And they were like, what is it? And then it cut to a scene where like something was like rising out of the ground, and it was like, it's called Project Shadow. And then you see Shadow open his eyes. I'm like, yo! Let's go! So they're bringing in Shadow the Hedgehog next. So I'm like, yes, this is what they need to do. This is slowly turning. I'm scared to say it, but I feel like this is slowly turning into a Transformers deal. I was like, all right, you guys, it was great at first, but now you guys are doing too much. But if they do this one right, they can just stop at this third one and let it go. That's what they need to do. Like, let it go. But I hope they go into Shadow's backstory where he was an experiment. Shadow was the first. Sonic wasn't the first speedster. Like himself, Shadow was the first one, but it was the whole like the government found him first type deal instead of just like this random guy finding them in the wild. And so they were like experimenting on him, like a Mewtwo situation. Okay. Like, and then like this little girl, her name's Maria, was like the only person that showed him any kind of like human emotion. Like, you're not an experiment. You're my friend. Come play with me. Da 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 da. And then, like, Shadow started getting too powerful, and they recognized that, and he was like, we got to go. Maria, come with me. And so they get there, and they try to gun Shadow and Maria down. Shadow lived. Maria did not.
Ooh.
Yep. And so now, like, that, like, Shadow's, like, origin story is sad. Like, the person that is shown me nothing but kindness. I want to save both of us. Never mind. I am alone. You know what? Everything sucks. I'm going to destroy the world.
That'll do it.
Like, growing up as an experiment and then, like, seeing the only person that, like, cared for you gunned down. Like, I become a supervillain, too.
So, you think they're going to go that route? Maybe the next movie starts off there.
With Shadow's, like, origin story. Yeah, that's the way they should do it. That's the way they should do it. So then, more movie news.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 10 is coming out. Yeah, I know. I thought they were done, but nope, it continues.
You thought it was done?
Man, look, they need to stop. They need to stop.
Did you see 9?
Yeah, I saw 9. They were in space.
Yeah, and they made it clear that they're never going to stop. After that movie, and they're never going to stop.
Jesus Christ. But, so the main villain, they always bring top hitters to be villains. The Rock, Jason Statham. Idris Elba.
The guy that looks like Orlando Bloom.
Who?
Was it Jason Statham's brother? The guy that looks like Orlando Bloom, but it's not Orlando Bloom?
Yeah. Orlando Bloom, but not Orlando Bloom. Yeah, the one that shot Smaug. Yeah. That guy. Jason Momoa is the next big villain for Fast and Furious, along with Brie Larson. Now, we don't know if Brie Larson is going to be a villain or is going to be a part of the family. But we don't know that quite yet. But we got Aquaman. We got Captain Marvel. We got the Iron Giant. We got... Oh, sorry. No. We got Groot. There we go.
Okay.
Then we got Tyrese and Luda.
That's what I was thinking when I saw them in space. Like, this is ludicrous. And Tyrese gets it.
And Tyrese is there, too. Yeah. So, that being said, a lot of my friends are like, man, what are they going to do next? Freaking Transformers? And I'm like, well, Tyrese was in Transformers.
And now they've gone to space. Maybe Optimus Prime saw them.
Optimus Prime scooped them up. Hey! It was a Captain Marvel bringing Iron Man home situation, except it's Optimus Prime bringing Therese and Luda back to Earth. Yeah.
I know where they're going. See, they got a secret character that's going to be in the next movie. Doc Brown. It's going to be the DeLorean.
Oh, my God.
Yay!
I swear to God, if they do Fast and Furious 11, they're going to end up on Cybertron. Like, that's where it's going to... Like, they don't have a choice at this
point. How long are they going to play that the Brian story out, though? Because if you saw 9, mm-hmm. It was kind of like first the sister showed up.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, he's staying with his son. He's not, you know, taking part of activities, but his sister showed up and put her life on the line. It's like, you bitch. But either way, I mean, we get the real reason he didn't show up, but I'm just saying, like, that was a bad write-in. And then at the very end, he goes, wait, we got one more person coming. They show the skyline and pull up and, like, nobody gets out. I was like, come on.
Come on.
You got to retire him out of the story because those little cheap write-ins just...
Right.
I mean, I get it, but... Yeah.
They're reaching... They're grasping for straws at this point. I mean, maybe it'll be really good. I mean, Jason Momoa is always great, and he doesn't take over the screen like The Rock.
Oh, and Han is back.
Han?
That he supposedly died in...
Four or five, I think.
And now he's back at 9.
Right. Yeah. Man, when I figured...
But Wonder Woman still died somehow.
Yeah. And then I found out the other day that Tokyo Drift was a prequel.
You didn't know that?
No. I was like, oh, okay.
I think it's like Tokyo Drift would technically be like 1.5.
Right.
Because Vin Diesel... That's when they found out about him in, as they found out about him, he went to Tokyo after Brian let him go in the first movie. And then he had his whole story there that they never showed. And then story continues, and then they just go and show a story without him there somehow.
I think after I'm done with my Star Wars kick, I'm going to have to sit down and watch the Furious saga.
All right. Just don't get too furious while you're watching it.
I'll have to do it fast.
Yeah. It's not gonna be fast.
Oh yeah, I know those movies are getting like two hours and some change a piece.
Man, good gracious! Speaking of nine, when they were where were they? Central America in the beginning.
Uh huh.
And like they're making that run for it, and Vin Diesel basically does like a cliffhanger move with the car.
Yeah,
like, I call bullshit.
Yeah, no, they do some. I mean, the whole parachute on their cars thing. I was like, this would not work. by the laws of physics, this would not work. Like, they would at least need 8 more parachutes for it to be even feasible. And let's just say the wires don't intertwine when they pull the strings.
I mean, I think they just, like, they kind of forget that engines weigh, like, 200 to 300 pounds most of the time. Like, and these are souped up engines, so they probably get up to 500 pounds in the engine alone. Not to mention big ass Vin Diesel, that's probably like a whole another 200 pounds there.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah, this parachute will work. We're gonna damn however the hell he did that swing move.
Yeah, like turned the wheel, caught the
little hook or whatever,
and then made it around. Like, no, you would have died on impact.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even if. Like, I give him the driving skills. He caught the hook. He swung. But that car smacked it to the side of the mountain in real life. Like, the end. And you were thrown out the window because you didn't wear your seatbelt. We saw that.
There were no seatbelts.
Come on.
You know, one thing with another thing with the Fast and Furious franchise. They never stop for gas. I've never seen them stop for gas.
They fuel up before the mission. They get the exact amount that they need.
Oh my god.
I don't know how they.
Man, I'm just. I was like, this seems so unrealistic. But I guess that's the point. People want to see fast cars doing spy shit, and I'm like, well, James Bond movies do exist, so you know. I'm just like, bro, y'all have to stop.
That whole speech that Tyrese gave in the movie, I feel like that was like a fourth wall break. He wasn't talking about them being invincible, them being immortal. He was talking about the movies. He was like, we can do anything, and this movie franchise is not going to die. That's what he was talking about.
Like, next thing you know. Like,
and then Luda's like, you're stupid. If we go to space, it's going to die. And then Tyree's like, oh, we went to space and we're making part 10 now.
Goddamn. The end of part 10, Nick Fury walks out of the shadows. Dom Toretto, my name is Nick Fury.
No, not
here to
not
talk
not
to you about
Fury.
The Avengers Initiative.
The other Sam Jackson walks out the other shadow from XXX.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I forgot. Yeah, that XXX. I feel like that's where this whole, like, super spy fast cars type deal came, and they're like, hey Vin Diesel, you want to do another fast car spy thing? Well, let me tell you. I forgot about XXX, but yeah, what, it was a trilogy.
Yeah,
it was a trilogy,
because
yeah.
They did one with Vin Diesel and then two with Ice Cube. And the second one with Ice Cube, I think they brought Vin Diesel back at the end.
Okay,
he came back. And
gotcha. Oh man, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Anytime I think of Ice Cube movies, I think, "Are We There Yet?" And then him fighting the deer in the forest.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, you remember the Boondocks episode where Granddad was telling him about Ice Cube? He's like, "I remember he used to be a gangster." It's like the guy that makes all the family movies. Dad.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You fight with your hands, not the brick. Oh man. May Debo rest in peace.
Yeah.
Remember that weird vampire in space movie, and Debo was in it for some reason. It was like when I was living with you over the couple of summers, we watched this weird movie.
Oh, it was a vampire. It was, you talking about The Fifth Element, right?
No, it wasn't The Fifth Element.
I know in that one, Debo was the president of Earth in The Fifth Element. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not talking about that one. It was some weird, like, dystopian space type. It was kind of like Alien. Like, they were trapped in a ship, but they were also vampires for some reason. And then, like, Debo was just in the movie for some reason.
I gotta look back on that one.
It was some, like, B B-list movie, like straight to DVD type shit. Like,
oh, yeah. No, that must have been one of those steak extravaganza nights.
Yeah. Oh, probably. But it was definitely just like, this movie never went to theaters. This movie did not get advertisements. It was like a movie that you would see on Sci-Fi at like 1 a.m. Oh. It was one of those. Oh, Sci-Fi. Late night Sci-Fi was weird back in the day. But Gurren Lagann, that's why I discovered Gurren Lagann. I was like, huh, they show anime on Sci-Fi? Okay, giant robots, hey! And now Gurren...
I saw Ghost in the Shell the first time on Sci-Fi.
Yeah. Or Adult Swim, and then it went to Adult Swim.
Yeah, then it went to Adult Swim.
Yeah. Sci-Fi had some, like, you gotta dig through a bunch of shit, but you'll find gold eventually.
I mean, like, what was it? My favorite thing on Sci-Fi was the Twilight Zone.
The old Twilight Zone. I still haven't seen Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone.
That's the new one that's in color.
That's the newest one, yeah.
I've seen a few of those episodes. Some of them hit and some of them just like nah.
Gotcha. Man.
But yeah. Back to Fast 10.
So yeah. So what can Brie Larson bring to the Fast series? Like,
that's what I'm gonna get. Like, they already went from like government agents, because The Rock was like a government agent.
Right.
Then they went to spies, because mm-hmm. Jason Statham, even though he was kind of a spy, really.
Yeah. And then Orlando Bloom. Then they went to Orlando
super
Bloom.
Spies with Mr. Nobody and the chick.
Yeah.
And then they went to super spies, because in his last movie, they had the chick capture, even though she kind of played them. But
yeah.
It's like, good gracious. What's the next level? Like,
I'm telling you.
Aliens.
The Yakuza. The
Yakuza?
Yeah. So.
I mean, I guess so, like, because the way 9 kind of touched on the characters from Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time for they go back to Tokyo.
Yeah, they could easily bring in the, like, Yakuza type deal. But, like, Jason Momoa is Samoan, so, like, I mean, I've seen him pass for, I mean,
they don't have to necessarily make him. Like, John Cena is clearly American.
Yeah, but they made him Hispanic in this last one, yeah.
And he was like this rogue, you know, like he wasn't affiliated with any government, really.
We'll see. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick commercial break.